They call me Doc. I used to be a professor. I used to want to investigate life, to get down to its roots, to uncover its secrets. I studied at Cambridge and Columbia, taught at the State University. Then I took an industrial job. The money was great, but it was a disastrous move. I started living beyond my means. I built a great big house, bedecked my wife with jewels, and spoiled my son. I believed in the glories of the free enterprise system. And I thought I'd be able to do my own research at my leisure. I imagined that the instruments, the microscopes and the computers were mine. But they weren't. Pure research got too expensive for that company. I was out of my job in a flash. My old position at the university was filled. I applied at the Institute for Cancer Research and even at the Army's Germ Warfare Lab. And no openings. Everything was filled. Meanwhile, the mortgage was killing me. Then my wife left me. Left with my son, with the jewels, and with a lover. I changed my name and dropped out of sight. I started driving cab, a job which put me into contact with a boss. By accident. 2 years ago. On a raw winter night.
Catastrophe.
It's the third crematorium I've taken you to.
I gotta find one even if I have to beat down every door.
What's the matter?
There was Fathead Louie standing in the corner back there.
Yeah, I don't know.
If he saw me, he'd have a corpse in your cab. I'm the boss.
There are lots of bosses.
I am the boss. Hey, don't drive so fast.
Okay.
I'm a health nut.
Right.
Besides which, I could bump you off. That's my profession. Bumping folks off.
I see.
For print.
Yeah, I understand.
I'm the leading man in that department.
Yeah, and Fathead Louie?
The competition.
Oh.
Turn in the next alley.
Okay.
Gotta be a crematorium here.
Yeah, closed down 2 months ago.
Oh, no. It's my last chance.
You got a problem, boss?
Yeah. You know my problem? Problem of hygiene.
How so?
Well, first we just left the bodies lying around, you know.
Yeah, and that got the police all upset, huh?
Yeah, ecology and all that sort of thing.
You should have hired an undertaker.
Oh, no, we just couldn't afford the prices.
Yeah, murder doesn't pay anymore, eh, boss?
How about cab driving? Does that pay?
Uh-huh.
Tough times. Hey, what are you stopping for?
Crematorium won't solve your problem.
Why not?
Burning the bodies will pollute the neighborhood for you.
Well, business is business. Everybody knows that.
I know someone who can help you.
Who?
Me. I told him my idea. And since that time, I don't drive cab anymore. Now I work with the basic components of organic chemistry. I am a necrodialysist. And the machine that I have invented is the necrodialysis machine. My laboratory is located near a river, 5 stories underground, in an old warehouse. Not many people know about it. You can only get into it by a freight elevator.
Madman for the last half hour. We're going to have an unexpected visitor here in a minute, and I don't like unexpected visits. If he comes on time, we've had it.
He won't come on time.
Doc, turn off the machine.
We have to finish up, boss.
How many are still in there?
5.
Speed up the machine.
He's running on Jones. You know him?
No.
He know you?
No.
Incredible.
Finally.
Poor little.
How'd you know about the visitor?
He called me.
Just to tell you he wanted to talk to you?
That's all.
Here?
Here.
Damn it. I don't like it.
Yeah, Yeah, I don't either.
Officially, the business is run by Max.
I know.
But why didn't you refer him to Max?
I did.
So?
He demanded to talk to Max Superior.
Damn it. He's supposed to be harmless.
Completely.
I don't trust harmless characters.
You always look on the dark side. Two, three left.
He won't be able to prove nothing.
You're above suspicion.
Yeah, I was there when we took you to Gaki. Business worries. Ticket that fails. Dizziness. Swollen feet. I got some advice, Doc.
Yeah?
Hands off the dames. I've been living with a broad for 2 years.
You whine about that every day.
I fixed her up in a damn expensive apartment.
You regret that every day, too.
Jealousy's gonna get the best of me.
Jealousy got rid of your rivals.
I don't know who she's two-timing me with now.
I never watched.
Not too proud for that.
You weren't too proud for that earlier.
I was younger then.
Go to a shrink.
I did. Defective mother-son relationship. You know, if our visitor comes now, I'm really gonna have to sweat.
Yeah, he won't be on time.
Oh, God, you're right. Damned old age. Sure.
Two left.
Hurry up.
Look, bribe him if he comes.
If I didn't just have this damned uneasy feeling. Hey, he's coming.
Oh, damn.
He's on time.
Yeah, like an alarm clock. What do you want me to do, Bob?
Stay in the cooler.
Yeah, right.
I'm Cobb.
I'm Boss.
I know.
Have we met somewhere before?
You have met me.
When?
I remember very well.
I can't think when.
You will.
Look, I'm innocent.
Well, we're all innocent.
I'm an ordinary citizen.
We're all ordinary citizens.
I helped take Ishigaki.
We are all heroes.
I am here about your business.
I don't have any business. I inherited my money.
I talked with Mac, remember?
Mac just administers my estate.
An estate worth millions.
My family was very rich.
An old established family, eh?
They helped found the nation.
And your big fancy mansion?
False modesty is in bad taste.
Surrounded by guards?
I got a costly collection of old Flemish paintings.
For that, you need 15 men?
8.
15.
You're better informed than I am.
Hand-picked gorillas.
Ah, everyday bodyguards.
One of them's on my payroll.
Who?
That is beside the point.
It's hot down here.
Oh? Not for me.
You payroll one of my men?
For tactical reasons.
What do you know?
Everything. Mac told me all about Doc and the process.
Mac talks too much.
Right.
Doc is a harmless old souse who at most has discovered a laundry soap.
Perhaps he's a genius.
I don't even know his real name. I had to give him a job.
Oh, no, boss.
He was a victim of the economic crisis.
Is that so?
Yeah. Man had to drive cab for a living.
Boss, you are not known for your compassion.
You insult me.
You amuse me. Ah, someone has just decomposed.
Huh. You do keep abreast of things. Doc.
Doc. Cop.
Doc.
The genius himself. Buzz. Who's going out through the water pipes?
A garage owner.
How much?
For what?
For the garage owner.
5,000.
That's a ridiculous price. How many bodies are left in the cooler?
One.
I'm going to take a look. The young Miller girl, eh?
Please spare me.
I thought she was in the river.
She's in the cooler.
Strangled.
I never look at him.
Who placed the order?
Her brother.
How much did he pay?
9,000.
Mac made the deal.
So what?
The young Miller boy could have paid 50 grand.
Ah, he wouldn't have been able to pay that much.
When you inherit 3 million at the death of your sister, you can pay that much.
You're out of your mind.
I'm realistic. Now to the point. As I told you, I'm not here officially.
But you are a policeman.
Exactly why you should trust me.
Exactly why I don't trust you.
Sensitive, eh?
I have to protect my... Dicker.
Boss, listen. Our city was tops in the country for murders. And then you hired Doc. And today the good reputation of our city is restored. Now it is in last place in murder statistics. Why? Because Doc found a process for breaking down corpses into basic components. Now the perfect murder has become possible.
What do you want?
50%.
Ah! You're crazy.
Not at all.
This business is my life's work.
You have organized the biggest murder racket in the history of Western man.
You have organized the greatest corruption in the history of Western man.
One hand washes the other dirty.
You're trying to ruin me.
Boss, if I wanted to ruin you, I'd simply liquidate you.
I got to pick up the tab. I got expenses.
Your overhead is 10%.
You're trying to bleed me to death.
You pay chintzy wages.
For chintzy work.
You're a bungler.
15% goes to Mac.
Where business is concerned, you're still a bungler. Your business could skyrocket.
What do you got in mind?
Why? I want to make your business flourish like it never has.
Doc.
Yeah?
How much you earn?
$1,000 a month.
Why, that's not much.
Well, he didn't make that much driving a cab.
I have in mind, Doc, making you a partner.
Well, wait a minute. We could maybe give him a commission.
No, boss. I get 50%, you get 30, and Doc gets 20.
I appeal to your sense of reason.
I value genius, boss.
To the tune of 20%?
Without Doc, there would be no prosperity.
You're a communist.
The time of the big bosses is over.
By the time I pay expenses out of my 30%, I'll be sitting high and dry.
It's better than sitting in the slammer the rest of your days.
Pop, your humor fails to respond to my needs.
The elevator's going up.
You and your ideas could bust up my life's work.
Me and my ideas could also cut you out entirely.
Okay. Okay. I'll take the 30%.
You have no other choice. Elevator's coming down.
I'm not expecting anybody.
A surprise for you. In the cooler, Jim.
All right, Cop.
Hey, that's Jim.
My most qualified man.
I thought he was my most qualified man.
He is now our most qualified man.
Who's in the box?
Mac.
You said you just had a discussion with him.
The result?
Mac was my best friend.
Mac was incapable of judging a client's ability to pay.
Connections with clients are not easy to come by, Cop.
Mac's connections were too easy to come by.
Well, who's going to do Mac's job?
Doc. Jim, I'll come with you.
Hello, Doc?
Yeah?
Boss?
Yeah.
From now on, our business will become more expensive and more exclusive.
I really missed out on this power struggle. A terrible feeling in the pit of my stomach didn't disappoint me.
I'm now a partner.
The cop, too.
Hey, boss, you have fallen into the hands of a very skillful man.
And for this, I helped take Isagaki.
Times change.
Yeah. Hot down here.
Yeah, think about your ticker, boss.
If only I knew where I met that guy.
I'm called Anne. I'm boss's mistress. I was a photographer's model, but not well known. My greatest success was a TV ad for shaving cream. Boss had other girls before me. My friend Kitty. One day she invited me to her house. She said Boss would not be there when I came. But when I arrived, Boss was there and Kitty was not. I had a very uncomfortable feeling when Boss took me. I shouldn't run around with people like Boss. But I've been living with him ever since. I'm used to him. I drive an expensive sports car. He gives me jewels, furs, and the last time he gave me a small Rembrandt. I'm just not supposed to show it to anybody. I've taken over Kitty's apartment. I haven't seen hide nor hair of her since. But I can imagine what happened to her. Boss is powerful. People are afraid of him. But I don't know what he does, and I guess it's better that I don't. Sometimes he flies to the West Coast. And then sometimes I go to Tommy's bar. Actually, Boss told me I was never to go to Tommy's bar. He only wants me to go to high-class places. But sometimes I go to Tommy's bar anyway. I want to be independent. Because I kind of like the danger. That's how I met a guy named Doc. He said he lived near the river.
So?
I was afraid when he took me down in the cellar of the warehouse. I was suspicious when I set foot inside that room down there.
You live here?
Here.
Day and night?
Yeah, always.
It's certainly no apartment.
It is for me.
It's uncomfortable.
I don't need comfort.
Water's dripping somewhere.
Are you afraid?
A little.
You weren't when you talked to me.
In Tommy's bar.
You came here of your own free will.
I know.
You said you didn't care where.
Yeah. Now I'm here.
You want to sleep with me?
That was my offer.
There's the couch.
I see.
Get undressed.
Later.
Whiskey?
Please.
Look, if you want, you can go right back up.
I'm staying. So, I got undressed. Maybe because I wanted revenge on Boss, or maybe because I was ashamed I had not resisted Boss. It was very nice. I found this bare space deep under the earth. Comfortable all of a sudden. The next time Boss flew to the coast, I saw Doc again. And now I visit him every time Boss takes one of his trips. I'm happy with Doc. I trust him more than I've ever been able to trust any man. But I never told him about Boss. I didn't even want him to have any idea that there was a Boss. But now I have to talk to him about Boss, cautiously at first, without mentioning his name.
Making industrial diamonds takes constant supervision.
You're cold when you come out of that room.
Yeah, it's cool here.
Doc. I've fallen in love with you.
Nobody should fall in love with me.
You're different from all the rest.
I've become like all the rest.
All my life, Doc, I wanted to be a decent human being.
And that's what we all wanted.
You're a decent human being.
No. No way. Maybe I could have been a decent scientist if I'd stopped relying so much on my instruments. I tried to think without microscopes and computers, maybe.
It's not indecent to make diamonds.
Today, everything is indecent.
You don't know everything about me.
We don't need to know everything about each other.
Maybe you should know someone is keeping me.
So?
I can't live with him now that I know you.
Is he a big wheel?
In some places.
His name?
I don't want to drag you into it.
Well, I'm already dragged into it.
Not yet.
And we're all of us dragged into everything.
He gave me a Rembrandt.
No doubt a fake.
Possibly.
Otherwise he stole it.
Then it's genuine.
You're afraid?
Since I've fallen in love with you, yes.
Is he suspicious?
I don't think so.
Are you in danger?
I will be when he gets suspicious.
You shouldn't fall in love with me.
But I have fallen in love with you. Doc.
I've fallen in love with you, too. All at once.
What should I do?
Don't live with him anymore.
I've got to live with him. He'd find me anywhere I went.
And I'll find a safe place for you.
Where?
Well, my partner has a friend. You can stay with her.
Who's your partner?
Well, that's not important now.
See a big wheel?
Yeah.
Next week, my big wheel flies to the West Coast. I could leave then.
Well, that could be too late.
It's more dangerous to leave now.
No, do it today.
Today he's going to pick me up.
Well, then tomorrow.
Oh, I don't know. I'm scared of him.
Don't be.
All right. Tomorrow evening?
Down here.
After 10?
After 10. I don't take anything out of the apartment. It must look like you just vanished.
And you?
Well, I have to stay down here.
Because of your big wheel?
Well, I'm involved in a complicated business.
With your industrial diamonds?
Yes.
Is it a dirty business?
There are only dirty businesses. But in a year, I'm going to be rich.
A year can be forever.
No, not forever.
If you do make it...
Then we'll both leave this city.
If we're lucky.
Oh, I'm going to make it happen, Anne. Because I have another chance.
With your industrial diamonds?
With you.
I've got to go.
My name is Bill. I'm Doc's son. I used to study biology. Then I changed over to sociology. It is simply indecent to work with such things as atoms and molecules and carbon compounds when a corrupt state and an even more corrupt society is choking the life out of the world. To bring man to his senses will take a great catastrophe. That's absurd. But an absurd solution belongs to an absurd world. My battle, my struggle is directed against all political systems and against all social order. None of them is any good. Corruption is everywhere. So you can't fight it. You just have to promote it. Help it on its way. A well-placed bomb is not a utopia. It's a reality. A misdirected railroad switch is no ideological deed. It's a practical intervention in the course of history. Doing nothing is wrong. Selling out is criminal. Making plans is a waste of time. Merely running amok helps more. My plan is to transform this thought into action. The elevator's coming down. My scene will be later. I'll wait back here.
Jack? I'm here about Consolidated Chemicals Incorporated.
I know.
I'm a member of their board of directors.
I am honored.
I speak on behalf of the entire board.
Speak.
With the exception of the board chairman, of course.
Come to the point.
You're no doubt familiar with Consolidated Chemicals Incorporated.
I was employed there once.
I don't remember you.
No one remembered me.
We do employ around 10,000.
I was the director of your research bureau.
Oh, yes. Yes, the scientists in pure research had to be let go.
Yeah, and at the same time, the advertising budget had to be raised.
But that's business.
Which brings us back to the point.
Yes, I have received an offer by mail.
It appears to interest you.
Under certain conditions.
Who do you want removed?
The chairman of the board, he's the owner of Consolidated Chemicals.
Old Nick.
Old Nick is dead.
Who inherited?
His stepson.
And why do you want to get rid of him?
It's your business to accept my offer, period. No questions.
If you want to do business with my firm, you'll have to answer my questions.
Now don't get smart with
Look,
me.
I am not the customer.
All right. I am Nick's brother.
So?
Consolidated was founded by my grandfather. I simply cannot allow the firm to fall into the hands of my brother's stepson. An individual of notorious background. The mother was a harlot in my brother's bed. The father was a professor or something who got lost in the gutter, and the son has now inherited 51% of the firm. He is the chairman of the board and the richest man in the country. This is insufferable. It cannot be allowed to continue.
If the board has its chairman killed, you, Nick's brother, inherit the estate?
In time. And patience I have, especially if the board of directors names me chairman.
How much are you offering?
$100,000.
$1,000,000.
That's impossible.
We adjust the price to the customer's ability to pay.
At gunpoint.
Mustn't whimper.
I must quickly convene the board of directors.
Okay.
I am not entirely certain they will agree with your price.
Oh, they will. They will.
Dan?
Good. Phil.
Long time no see, Dad.
Well, I dropped out of sight.
It's been years.
Yeah, time passes.
Why, I was afraid you'd look worse.
I've struggled through.
A corpse is decomposing?
My job.
So I've been told.
I get along.
Apparently.
What are you doing here?
In addition to being the genius scientist for this business, I'm told you're also the negotiator?
So?
So, I'm here to negotiate with you. For Consolidated Chemical.
The representative of Consolidated just left here. He was their negotiator. Now what...
Oh, sure, sure, I know. I was back there. Heard the whole thing. Jack represented the board. I represent the board chairman.
I see. Well, let's not make a big deal out of this. You seem to know quite a bit about me. It was nice to see you again. I am by chance your father, and you by chance my son. There's nothing more to it than that. Goodbye, Bill. The heir of Consolidated Chemical would do well to send another agent.
Dad.
Well?
I am the heir of Consolidated Chemical.
What?
Sure. Mom married old Nick 2 years ago.
What about the lawyer that she left me for?
She jumped from his bed to a better bed.
She got a better job, huh? Well, I got a better job converting corpses into components. She got a better one by switching beds.
Old Nick's jet plane with old Mama aboard smashed into a mountain 3 weeks ago.
Condolences.
The funeral of the year.
I'm no longer involved in what goes on up there.
Back to business.
All right. All right, write a check for $2 million and I'll take care of Jack.
Oh, I don't give a damn about Jack's murder.
Well, what are you here for then?
I am here to pay you $10 million.
Oh, don't be funny.
For something else.
What?
For the assassination of the president. Of the country.
Your humor is grotesque.
I'm deadly serious.
Well, I have a sense of humor, Bill, but I have to point out one thing to you. My business partners don't.
I am not joking.
If I were you, I would disappear.
I have made an offer.
$2 million for the murder of Jack, and that's it.
Forget that. I am offering a better deal.
I'm not going to take it any further, Bill.
You have to.
I refuse to get involved in such nonsense.
Cop gave me this address, Dad. Negotiate with me. Otherwise, I'll have to go to Cop.
Why do you want to have the president murdered?
I represent anarchy's most radical wing.
That's quite clear.
The repressive brutality of society...
Murderers talk big these days.
We've had good teachers.
He who idealizes power justifies society.
He who idealizes society justifies power.
I do not idealize society.
No, you do even worse. You sell out to it.
Let's get back to business.
Right. I hope to make a long-term contract with your firm. I propose a retainer for the murder of each successive president.
Ooh, that'll cost a bundle.
I want to help the world destroy itself. My Consolidated Chemical money is going to buy a piece of the action.
You don't buy a revolution, you lead one.
Are you a partner here?
20%. But I don't decide alone.
Jack made an offer. I just made a better one.
Jack's offer can be accepted, you know.
Dad, you don't turn your back on $10 million plus a retainer for more.
Bill, once more. $2 million for Jack's murder and goodbye.
I am the richest man in the country. You have been directed to negotiate with me.
All right. I'll talk with my partners. We'll let you know.
When?
Very soon.
Ah, how reasonable.
Bill, you're playing with your life.
I always have. I play for keeps.
Going it alone is pure madness.
I don't need a political party. Not with my money. With my money, I simply buy whatever I need. In this case, your scientific genius.
Science has nothing to do with politics.
I'm not so sure. Look, you make a mixture of corpses and chemicals. Apply an electrical charge to it, and you're back to the basic components. I simply want to follow in your footsteps. My mixture is society. And the electrical charge is my millions that I use through my dear old dad.
You want to get revenge on me, Bill.
Dad.
I know I've lost the right to talk to you. We should never even have met again. A monstrous joke has brought us together. The sellout and the non-sellout. The father and the son. But you don't have to work so hard to revenge yourself on me. I've placed myself at the disposal of this firm. Why? Because I was destroyed up above. Because I wanted to get even with the world. Because I hated myself. Because I was bitter. Very fancy words. Maybe it was just thoughtlessness. Because I didn't have anything better to do. Maybe just because I wanted to live better. 5 stories underground. Oh, Bill. You can't revenge yourself on me because I've taken my own revenge on myself. The way a deceived husband gets revenge by castrating himself.
I get revenge easy.
Knock off the revenge stuff.
Like you say, Dad, what happens up above doesn't affect you down here. You don't care about the world anymore. It just delivers corpses to you. I am not destroying you. You are destroying yourself. I am merely helping you, like I am helping the world. 10 million. Dad.
Sam and I have just brought down a steamer trunk, and in it's Anne's corpse. I have killed her for technical reasons. Not really because she slept with Doc, but because she was afraid of me. That made me laugh. You know, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if Anne got it into her head that Kitty was done away with by me. Kitty, who's long since had her own bordello out in the coast. So, Anne pulls off the unbelievable. 2 times me with a guy who works for me. Only she doesn't know that. The fact that Doc didn't know that he was sleeping with my girl, that's another thing. When has an intellectual ever understood the world? As far as usefulness is concerned, he is useful, God only knows. Reason enough not to hold this against Doc. No, on the contrary, I could have given him my blessing. I'm a big-hearted guy. But a cop comes on the scene. A cop that I met somewhere. When a cop comes along and gives Doc 20% and I have to go along with it, well, the only way I can get a cop is through Doc. And the only way I can get a Doc is through Anne. Anne is Doc's vulnerable spot, because he has a bad conscience, just like all the intellectuals. They see the world two ways, the way it is, the way it should be. They live in the world as it is, but they set standards for the way the world should be. And with these standards, they judge the world and themselves. Are they ever quick to feel guilty? They are not equipped to deal with the struggle for power. They feel responsible for the creation of the world. So naturally, they got a guilty conscience. But their guilty conscience is a cop-out for doing nothing about it. Good old Doc. He'll feel guilty about Ann's death, but he won't do nothing about it. Because he's afraid of me. He'll come up to me and protest his innocence, and then he'll even feel worse. Here comes the elevator.
Hey, evening, boss.
Evening, Doc. What's up? Finally went up above, huh?
Yeah, second time in 2 years.
I went up to get groceries.
Well, I got a friend who's coming down here.
Soon?
Yeah, after 10.
You're bringing your friend down here to my plant?
Yeah, just for a bit. Actually, I was hoping she could move in with your girlfriend.
Is that a fact?
Yeah, she needs a place to stay. Well, you and I are partners.
Yeah, apparently.
How about it?
I think of my ticker.
Well, we want to get married.
When?
Oh, later.
Man, I warned you about love.
That's my affair.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a 20% partner. Soon I can have enough set aside to begin a new life.
Doc, a man who decomposes corpses don't begin a new life.
No, I'm leaving the business.
There are businesses no one leaves.
Is that a threat?
That's a statement of fact. Doc, I know it's late. I know you went shopping. You're waiting for your girl, but give me 15 minutes, will you?
Sure.
Our business is getting awful big.
That's good.
I don't know.
Well, what's wrong?
Cop. A corrupt policeman worries me.
Police have always been corrupt.
Not to this degree. I wouldn't have thought anything about it if Cop had wanted 2 or 3%, but 50%. I let the district attorney know about it just as a precautionary measure.
You what?
I told him that Cop had been bribed. The district attorney didn't blink an eye.
Well, maybe Cop bribed the district attorney. Everyone has his price.
Yeah, I know. Take you. You're just a homeless bachelor. Nothing up above means anything to you. You're not even ashamed to say so.
You're getting to be a romantic, boss.
Never heard of business ethics?
Not in these circles.
We are business partners. You said so yourself. Then you have to abide by our business ethics.
And what are those?
In the first place, modest prices, reasonable prices. You demanded $1 million from Jack. That's unrealistic for doing away with a private party. If you stick to those prices, we'll be bankrupt in a year because others will do it for less.
Boss.
Secondly, no politics. My men know I hammer into their heads. Senators and congressmen are taboo, and so is the president. He's a symbol. I won't touch him. Doing away with the heir to Consolidated Chemical, I consider a part of the business, but bumping off the president, I know better than to try.
Boss, we've already decided.
We?
Cop and I.
When?
This afternoon.
I couldn't reach him by phone this afternoon.
He visited me.
Behind my back.
The assassination of the president has been decided.
And I have nothing to say.
Majority rules.
This Bill, he's a menace to society. If he wants to kill the president for a few dollars, he can hire a sharpshooter. Shouldn't squander $10 million. And you, Doc, you shouldn't endanger the reputation of our firm. Now get to work, Doc. I brought your body.
Well, now?
Now.
Yeah, but my girl.
No buts about it.
Okay, there's time.
She pretty?
Who?
Your chick.
Very.
Yeah. Yeah, she was pretty.
Who?
My chick.
Was?
Got her over there in a cooler. In a steamer trunk. Break her down into her component parts. I was like a father to her. Hey, Doc. You bought good groceries. Yeah. I get my ham from Busoni, too. It's hard on me, Doc. You better believe me. My chick will not be able to keep your chick company in her apartment. Busoni. It's first class. It was jealousy, Doc. I always had the feeling that my girl was true to me. And then one day she just stood up, packed a suitcase, said she wanted to go away. Wanted to sneak away with her jewels, disappear in thin air with her furs and with the Rembrandt I gave her. She didn't even try to defend herself. These olives. Delicious. If I only knew who the guy was that she wanted to go to, that she's been sleeping with. Hey, Doc. You even got caviar. Only she'd put up a struggle. You just don't let yourself be strangled without a fight.
She's dead.
Anchovy sandwiches, I just love.
She can't be more than 25.
Yeah, so what?
She's pretty.
I know that, too.
The prettiest woman I've ever seen.
Yeah, I know.
You shouldn't have killed her.
But I did.
Boss.
Doc.
I.
Well?
Nothing.
Okay, not. I had you to take care of corpses, not to conduct psychological studies. She was a whore.
I didn't know her.
I know you didn't know her.
I don't need your apartment anymore.
I thought your chick was in danger.
Yeah, I exaggerated.
She's afraid?
Not anymore.
Well, if you say so.
I'll take my friend somewhere else.
Man, you're as white as a sheet. It's quite clear that the death of my girl has touched you deeply. You're stunned as if it was your own sweetheart. And that's because you're no businessman. Doc, I'm speaking like a father to you, in spite of my grief. You'll be destroyed if you carry on like this. Life gets harder every day, and the struggle for power more vicious. Now, let me give you a suggestion, Doc. You're a 20% partner. Give your 20% to me, I'll give you $5,000 a month. I'll take over all the worries, and you can just concentrate on your quiet little work down here. Now, isn't that big of me?
The president will be done away with.
Well, why? He didn't do anything to us.
My work with the company must have some meaning.
Now, that's a remarkable answer. That's a funny answer.
These are my conditions for giving up my 20%.
Okay, Doc. If copper's for it, I'm ready to bump off the president for $10 million. For you. With a heavy heart, you better believe, for you know my patriotism. After all, I was there when we took Ishigaki. I was the supply officer. Thanks for the snack. I hope I haven't spoiled your date.
Don't worry about it.
I'm going to go drinking with Sam. Hey, I wonder if Sam's gone over to Cop.
Possible.
Well, I'll have the steamer trunk sent for.
Okay.
If I could just remember where I met Cop, but I can't seem to.
Was right. He never knew. And when we got to him finally in that Cadillac, he still couldn't remember where he met me.
Well, he shot me years ago, and because of his bullets, they sawed off my arm and my leg. More than 20 years ago! Boss stepped into a jewelry store and the young cop who came across him, that was me. It made me a cripple, but that's beside the point. From that meeting, we made our careers. He, the king of the underworld, and me, the chief of police. We played off one another. I followed his tracks, snooped out his hiding places, made notes of his transactions, observed these whores and his pimps, informed myself on his connections with other mobs and syndicates. But even when I'd be breathing down his neck, he'd know I was there. And he'd always get away before I could nail him. His connections, his popularity, his patriotism, his money made him untouchable. And finally, I changed my strategy. I let him alone. I played dumb. And when Boss set up this business, Boss was the dumb one. He finally got to the point where I could exterminate him. But then, it got hammered into my skull. Not all at once, just bit by bit. That I am the only guilty one. A crippled idiot. A rotten cop. And I'm guilty for the simple reason that I am the only one who looked for justice. In a world where there is no justice. Let's clean this place up. I'm drunk. Stinking drunk. Drunker than I've ever been in my whole life. But I am also more sober than I have ever been in my life.
It smells in here.
So?
It stinks in here.
Well, it should stink
smells
down.
Smells rotten.
There's nothing here but corpses.
Hey. Now, what's going on? The cooler's open.
I busted the refrigeration. Oh. Boss's naked lady is lying in there.
These crooked cops disgust me.
If you think I'm crooked, wait till you see what happens now.
Hey, cop, get on that elevator and get your tail out of here.
I have an appointment with you and Boss.
I don't know anything about it.
Oh, you will.
Where should I put Boss?
Anywhere, Sam. The refrigeration's kaput. Hey, see, Doc? I told you we had an appointment with Boss. Oh, bring the rest of them down, Sam.
Okay, cop.
Hey, did Sam kill Boss?
In the Cadillac.
Well, Boss was right.
How so?
Sam went over to your side.
Right. Boss was scared of our prices. Oh, look at him there. Good old Boss. You know, he came close to being the most decent. He just never understood that the golden days of free enterprise are over. There's lots just like him getting the axe. A big game hunt.
Who wanted Boss killed?
The district attorney did not wish to have him in the picture anymore.
What does the DA have to do with us?
His connections are fantastic. He will take over the percentage that you surrendered to Boss.
Well, $5,000 a month is enough for me.
That's modest.
Yeah, I'll survive.
Oh, Boss here should have thought about survival, too.
Who's taking the Boss's percentage?
The mayor. His connections are also fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, what have we here?
Here's Jack, part one. And here's Jack, part two.
Thank you.
Hey, cop, where do you want me to put this one here?
Oh, that one. On the trunk.
Okay. Ooh.
That's a good boy.
Okay. I'll wait upstairs, cop.
Right.
Otherwise, I'll come down if it takes too long.
Otherwise, come down. You know, I got presents for you here, Doc.
Wait, oh.
There.
Bill.
The richest man in the country. Did you know him?
Well, I had business dealings with him.
A very interesting young man.
Crazy man.
Oh, I don't know.
I thought his $10 billion offer was accepted by the firm.
Oh, it has been.
We were agreed.
Right.
Well, then, you shouldn't have killed Bill.
Oh, yes, we should.
Who killed Bill?
Doesn't matter.
Sam?
No. Me.
Why?
Well, you do the clean work. Somebody has to do the dirty work. Oh, my God, this place stinks. You really didn't know that young man, though?
No.
Oh, that's funny. That's really funny. Because when I talked to him, I had the distinct impression I was talking to somebody who was like you could have been earlier. That's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, coincidence.
Really? Well, you must have believed in something earlier in your life.
I was a scientist. It's nothing else.
Oh, I know. A professor.
I did research.
Well, maybe you did research on life.
Why do you say that?
I just imagine. Now, this young man, this Bill, wanted to change the world.
Well, that's beside the point.
Through assassination.
His anarchism might win.
Why, everything wins today. What is murder today, Doc? A gentleman's offense. And this gentleman's offense glorifies your sacrificial lambs and gives society the excuse for becoming murderous itself. As if criminality hadn't been a form of civilization for a long time now. Civilization's anarchism is a happy-go-lucky, harebrained notion that can be appropriated by anyone. The district attorney and the Supreme Court judge got pretty excited by this bill. Oh, yeah. Because Bill went along with civilization without even knowing he did.
And then they ordered him done away with.
Well, Bill must have known the chance he took.
He was harmless.
But I thought you didn't know him.
Yeah, well, that was my impression when I was negotiating with him.
Well, you can't be harmless and have his philosophy of life.
You carried out an execution.
But that's my job.
You killed him. A brilliant coup. You kill the client and collect the $10 million anyway.
And he didn't even defend himself. He just looked at me, puzzled. And I drank 2 bottles of whiskey after that.
The company is flourishing.
Thanks to your help.
No, I didn't order him killed.
Oh, yeah, I know. You didn't have anything to do with him. You just have to do with corpses. Bill reminded me of another young man.
Please, no. Deliver me from your memory.
Oh, no, wait. This other young man was also 24. And with his telescopic sight, he used to fire at kids from the top of the Methodist church. He killed 18 before I got to him. And he didn't put up any resistance either. He believed he had done a good deed. I have never met a happier young man.
What did he have in common with Bill?
Why, they both believed they were right. And there is no more terrible belief. Hey, Doc.
Huh?
I have a confession. Bill didn't write me a check. I shot him before he could.
Why?
To help the world destroy itself. I came around to the point of view of the young man with the telescopic sight.
You mean you're trying to destroy both the businesses?
The world can only be touched by destroying gigantic corporations. Otherwise, nothing shakes.
Yeah, but you're a partner.
Me? I was never a partner. My 50%? For me, it breaks down to nothing. The district attorney is into it. The Supreme Court judge gets a piece. Justice was never cheap. The mayor, he's a sociable guy. He takes on a little bit. While the governor, of course, he takes a part. He represents the state, and the state is always the most expensive. And all of that wipes me out. My percentage vanishes into nothingness. Just like your corpse.
I am about to die of laughter. You appear on the scene and play the tough guy, mess up the whole company, and for what?
I'm not interested in money. It doesn't mean anything to me, and I don't have any desire to survive the way you do, Doc. I'm not making a big deal out of it. But I did believe that here and there, a little justice could be made to prevail. Don't imagine I've destroyed the firm. The stream of clients have only just begun. Yet, for just a brief second in time, I slowed up society's strangling. Why? Because somewhere, sometime, you have to pay attention to things. Otherwise, the situation just becomes too comical.
You son of a bitch.
Ah. You did know, Bill.
No.
Oh. Well, you know we're looking for Bill's father.
Why?
Because he is now the heir of Consolidated Chemical, the richest man in the country. He dropped out of sight somewhere.
Who's looking for him?
Our skyrocketing business.
Why?
Jack's widow is offering $10 million for his head.
So?
So she can inherit the biggest fortune in the land.
Well, it doesn't have anything to do with me.
Oh, me neither.
You're a fool, cop.
Probably.
For this, you could get a knife in the back.
No. I get a bullet. Oh, I forgot. Here, Doc. I got something for you.
What am I supposed to do with this?
Well, it's Bill's wallet with some dollar bills and a picture of his father. You see, I did run across your name.
Get out of here.
It's not necessary.
Well, it sure does stink down here.
Well?
The district attorney called.
So?
Into the cooler, cop.
It's funny. Life, all of a sudden, makes complete sense.
Well, then, move. I'm in a hurry.
Okay, Sam. Let's go in.
Oh, Doc. Cop.
If you die, you can't sell out anymore.
Doc, now if we could just flush out Bill's father, the whole deal would be perfect.
Why, here he lives in the gutter.
Well, he'll pop up soon enough when he hears he's the richest man in the country.
Hey, what if Bill's father makes a bigger offer than Jack's widow?
Listen, the offer from Jack's widow has been accepted.
Firm is expensive, but honest, huh?
Yeah. From this point on, there'll be no more swindling.
We're only credible as an honest business.
Hey, Doc. Were you really a professor?
Yeah.
And, you, of course, you never heard of Bill's father.
No, I didn't know him or Bill.
Yeah. Say, how much do you earn, Doc?
5,000.
5,000? Think of that.
Oh, hey.
Listen to me good, Doc. You listening?
Yeah. I'm listening.
You hand over 4,000 a month to me. You understand?
Yeah. I understand.
Good. I mean, that leaves you $1,000 for the dirty work.
The Sellout, a new play for radio by Friedrich Dürrenmatt. Adapted by Hans Hausmann, translated by William R. Elwood. Produced in stereo by Earplay, under a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. The program was distributed in cooperation with NPR.